Representative Greg Walden talks about wildfire smoke. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
Today's hearing focuses on this topic. Those across the West who are experiencing terrible air quality, hazardous, dangerous, unhealthy air quality. Smoke from these wildfires is literally choking people to death. Fires have left communities blanketed with smoke and with the worst air quality in the world. Leading offender is particulate matter. An article in the New England Journal of Medicine in March pointed out the robust evidence linking exposure to particulate matter to cardiopulmonary mortality, issues with asthma, and COPD. I heard from a woman yesterday, COPD. She was just getting out of the hospital, all as a result of this smoke. According to EPA research, premature deaths tied to wildfire air pollution were as high as 2,500 per year between 2008 and 2012. Other research out of Colorado State University suggests it could be as high as 25,000 people per year die prematurely because of this smoke. This is a life and death matter in the West. Making matters worse, it's hard to escape the smoke, even in your own home. Nearly three decades of poor management have left our federal forests overstocked with trees and vegetation that fuel increasingly intense fires. Stepping up active forest management practices such as thinning, prescribed fire, and timber harvest, one of the best ways we could reduce the fuel loads and therefore the impact of the smoke from wildfires. Sadly, bureaucratic red tape, obstructionist litigation by special interest groups, it's all added up to make it very difficult to implement these science-based management techniques that we know work. We're left to choke on the resulting wildfire smoke.
Somebody, please listen to Mr. Walden.
If it sparks.